Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So yesterday, the world champion, Boston Red Sox, had their parade. And during the ceremony, Alex Cora.
Classy guy, that Alex Cora,
I was
too.
So surprised.
He is classy fella.
That's my whole impression, is classy. The only other example I have from him is when he talked about trying to help out Puerto Rico. And he was so impassioned to help out his home country and his home place. He's from a little town there, and it was like this great story. And then now it comes out that during the parade, this is the other example I have of him like speaking in public, is he was telling the Yankees to suck on it.
See,
like, it doesn't even fit.
I'm a Yankees fan, and seeing the headline and hearing this audio, I feel like he's talking more to the doubters. So I'll play it for you just real quick.
Think about it. The New York Yankees, yeah, the sky was falling. You know, we lost game two, and he was panicking here. Everybody was like, whoa, it's over. We scored 16 at Yankee Stadium. Suck on it.
Oh, he is talking to the doubters, but...
But the Red Sox are still a bunch of jerks. fat jerks.
They have been a little more celebratory than is, like, what I, as a fan of the team, that I would prefer. I want them to be classier, act like they have been there a lot of times recently. I mean, celebrate, have a great time, laugh, whatever, but playing New York in your locker room, I thought it was kind of Bush League.
Three times?
In my mind, yeah, that's not right. That's
three
not
times?
Right.
Especially right. Since they weren't playing the Yankees.
Right.
I
just
understand,
so
Aaron Judge right. did it first. And he did it after the win, after their Yankees win. And
but he's a Yankee. It makes sense.
Well, he did it to taunt the Red Sox. He walked by the locker room.
But he's
room.
Playing his song. His team
it was
song.
Taunting, and I'm not he necessarily was, a fan of that. But for them to just win the World Series and 2 weeks later to do it.
Right, if they were home, yeah. If the Yankees were home for that game two, and they won, what song would we be playing in Yankee Stadium as everybody left?
Gotcha.
New York.
But
New York.
He did it purposely walking past the Red Sox locker room.
Right,
so that's
right.
The taunting part. It's not
right.
them playing it in the locker room.
So I see it. So, I mean, he brought it on himself in a way. But I really wish, I mean, if they did it once, I get it.
But then yesterday during the parade route, didn't somebody wreck the trophy or something?
Yeah, they threw beer cans.
That's another idiot.
The fans were throwing beer cans at the people, and I think maybe it was supposed to be, okay, here, you know, you earned a beer, like a good thing. Not
was
them
that
mean.
What the reasoning was?
That's what I saw in the news, that they were saying, hey, you know, I want you to drink the beer. Like, I want you to catch it and then drink it.
Right.
You know, so they were tossing it, but apparently it hit the trophy. And
yeah, 19-year-old guy from Massachusetts apparently threw it. Now, if he's at a Boston Red Sox World Series parade, he is trashed. I mean, there's no question.
That's the rule? That's the rule?
Chances are, man.
These people
I was there.
Yeah.
I was there. It was crazy. Tommy was there. He had 13 beers. He was freaking hammered.
Who was it?
Tommy.
Tommy?
Tommy was there. Bobby was there, too. He was sloshed. He was so sloshed. I'd never seen him that messed up before. He says to me, he's like, I'm going to toss the beer at Cora. I'm like, no freaking way. No freaking way are you going to do that. You can't reach it from here. Sure thing. Homeboy threw a perfect strike, hit the freaking trophy, hit Cora. Oh, my God. He freaking did it.
So Tommy did it.
Tommy did it. And Bobby.
So
Jimmy was there, too.
So who ruined?
But Jimmy's a pussy. He didn't want to do it.
Who ruined the trophy, Tommy or Bobby?
Bobby and Tommy. They're both hammered. They're hammered. You would have done the same thing. Go Sox! We're trying to celebrate!
Yeah.
We're trying to celebrate, JP!
You know, breaking your own trophy.
If Brett comes back, can you see if he can... You have it? See, do you have that audio? I don't know if you have it here. The audio of the ones who found that banner. The two guys that found that banner and decided...
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
They were going to blackmail the Red Sox.
That's right.
That's right. Very beginning of the playoffs, they found... I think it was a division banner or something that was supposed to hang at Fenway. One of maybe several on the side of the road. A big vinyl thing. And that, right, they were being really smart about where
was,
we went.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure
we could have put it on eBay.
I think it was Tommy and Bobby.
Was it really?
I'm pretty sure. Tommy and Bobby. I think.
What else do we name everybody up here? If you're from South, are you named Tommy or Bobby or maybe Jimmy?
There's a Mickey in there too. A couple of them.
A Sully. Isn't there always a Sully?
Is Sully's there too? Yeah. Uncle no,
we
Sully.
Have our coffee. Here we go. We're driving on McGrath Highway in Somerville. And I noticed a couple cars swinging, like moving to the right, and we seen something in the street. And he's like, Louie, what is that? What is it? I'm like, I don't know. What is it? So I ran across the highway to grab it. We brought it in the car. We had no idea what it was.
What?
It was wrapped up in a brown paper bag. First thing I said, this belongs to the Red Sox. This is for Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Like, how do we have this? Like, nobody made this. This belongs to the park. I'm thinking that they hang it off the Green Monster.
Yeah.
We want to give it back to them because it belongs to them, and it doesn't belong to us. Yep. But in reciprocation, we would like, you know, maybe to go to a nice playoff game. Or we're looking for something. We just don't want to hand it over to them.
Right.
I mean, we need to negotiate here. We want. We're looking for, like, you know.
We're working, too.
Yeah.
I mean, my man had to run across three lanes of traffic.
But we know that that's the original one.
We were told there was only one
was
way.
It?
Yeah, we were.
We had to walk across three lanes of traffic to steal something.
We had no choice.
We deserve it.
We deserve it. We had no choice. We had to walk across three lanes. Bobby walked across four. Four lanes. There was only three lanes on the highway. That's how much he wanted this battery. He walked across four lanes on a three-lane highway. It was sick. Oh, I was like, Bobby, you're so wicked.
Wicked.
You're like a pumpkin spice panty pisser.
Finish it.
Finish what?
Oh, I thought there was more left in the
of
audio.
Of course there is. Okay. We have to go away.
So at that point, that tells us. But then they told us they had a duplicate. So if they do try to put a duplicate up, you best believe we're going to show up and say...
We have the right one.
That's not the right... That's not the original.
So we're hoping that they don't make one and they put the right one up.
We're hoping they do the right thing. Yep. You know, we did the right thing. We could have kept it. We could have put it on eBay. We could have... You know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources. We're big supporters of the Red Sox.
And we want to see them win, and we want this banner to go back on Lansdowne Street or wherever it belongs.
Oh, good for you!
banner.
And they haven't been seen since.
I don't know what they look like, but in my head.
Until yesterday when they threw beer cans at the trophy.
Same guys. Gotta be.
Probably is.
We're allowed to. We found the banner. We can toss beers at anyone we want.
It's a reward, right?
It's our reward. Go scratch if you don't like it.
Do the right thing.
We did the right thing.
Yeah.
We stole the banner the right way.
You stole it fair and square?
The right way.
Yeah.
Fair and square.
Mickey Krabs is on line one. Hey, Mickey, what's going on?
Oh, jeez.
Hey, Mickey.
Mickey.
Hello, Mickey.
Should we give the phone back to the professional?
Get the one on the right. The number.
I'm hitting it, I think.
There he is.
Yay. There you go.
Good job, Tommy. Yeah.
Talk already, will you, Mickey? Your hat on?
I told you.
We're trying to take a phone call, do a radio show.
Your hat on.
And all you're doing is being silent. We call your name, you got to speak.
No, I thought I was stuck. I didn't know I could hear anything over all the crying you guys are doing.
You were silent.
My New York team sting.
Oh, there it is.
Mickey, are you a Red Sox fan or you just don't like New York teams, you know?
Well, I'm from Northern Connecticut, Central Northern Connecticut.
So oh, good for you.
Hey, Brett, don't worry, though, Brett. In like 3 weeks, a real team will actually have a home game inside Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
Yeah. Notre- the Irish are finally going to be playing in there. They'll make that place look good.
Notre Dame. Notre Dame. Yeah, I thought about going to that game. The sight lines are awful. Oh, Vinny Tickets.
Yeah,
like, don't even bother going. It sucks. Yeah. It's like going to see an NYCFC game. Go ahead.
Well, I ended up getting tickets up in the Jim Beam skybox because it was like for an extra $50, you could hide away.
Yeah.
You know, it being in November, you never know what you're going to get, you know?
Who are they playing again?
they're playing Syracuse there, but it's considered a home game for Notre Dame. It's that Shamrock Series game.
Right. Aren't they doing that game in London next year or somewhere in Europe?
They're playing in Ireland again next year against Navy. Navy and Notre Dame are going to play in Ireland.
Okay.
They've done it before, but no, it's not bad, though. If you, JP, I would go, man. This is pretty good spectacle. I saw them up in Fenway, baby, a couple of years ago.
You know,
they did the same game.
If I ever, I've never been to a big-time college football game. If I do, I want to go see it somewhere where there's a home field advantage. And it's not Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All like, the I would, traditions not and everything special that happens.
Like, if it, I don't, you know, and to be honest with you, I have, like, zero affiliation with any college football team, so I could just go to a game and enjoy it and not really, you know.
But you got to choose wisely because you will be a fan of whichever one you go to because you're going to be so into the traditions and all of that. So you can't just rando go. You have to pick.
I wouldn't mind going to... doing a weekend and going to a Notre Dame game on a Saturday and then going to a Bears game on Sunday, that kind of thing.
Nice.
But the problem is, isn't Notre Dame a dry campus?
Most of them are. A lot of campuses are dry.
Yeah, because I had season tickets for Boston College just to see Notre Dame. You can't drink there. You got to do it all pregame, get yourself right where you need to be before you get there. You know?
So even though they say it's a dry campus, they keep it dry even on game day when all these other people are coming, tens of thousands of people.
Oh, no, you can't buy any, anything
so
inside.
Once I get into the stadium, I can't buy a beer?
No.
Wow.
Unless the Bulls play. Tailgating, absolutely. Have at it. Go nuts. But once you get in, you can't. The Bulls play at Raymond James Stadium, so you can buy booze and beer when you're in here. But not all. But most campuses are like you said.
It's like here, UConn plays at Rensselaer Stadium, so it's not on campus. So you could party your butt off right in there. But it's weird because, though, you can party at Yale, who's on campus. You can go to some of their events on campus, and I mean, tailgating is huge for the Yale-Harvard game. They're all locked.
Yeah, well, you know, the problem there is that they're trying to get them less nerdy.
So they're too smart. Yeah,
they're too smart.
Kill some brain cells with some alcohol.
Get them a little bit, lick it up to do some stupid stuff. Bunch of geeky nerds.
And then those Yellies. Yeah.
What are those Yellies?
Geeky nerds.
They're all a bunch of. No, they're the typical snowflakes over there. I do construction, and we work over there, and you should see how they treat us. It's just terrible. They don't care about anything other than everybody else. You know what I mean?
Well, Mickey Krabs, thanks for calling in, and you can follow Mickey Krabs on Twitter. Of course, he does a lot of...
I'll give you a safe space to the face. Yeah, right there. How's that feel? How's that feel, you nerd? You weak nerd? Loser.
Thanks, guys. I love the show. Right.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Thanks, Mickey.
JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.